And we're going to be looking together here in Psalm 25 at the first five verses together. Psalm 25 and verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. So I've entitled the message, Lead Me in Thy Truth. Let's pray. Lord, please use your word in our hearts this morning to grow us, to teach us, to refine us, to prepare us to be better servants for Thee. We love You, and we commit this service to You, and each of our hearts, Lord, are open now to hear from You. So we ask that it will be a special time in Your Word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We see David here crying out to God, but as well praising the Lord, but most of all asking for direction. You know, this is something that I believe we need to be doing every day, is asking for direction, because we need it. We're sinners. Jeremiah said it's not within man to understand his own way. We don't know the right way we should go. We don't know what's right and wrong. We're sinners. We need God's direction. And David here gives us this beautiful example of what it's like just to cry out to the Lord and ask for direction. And of course, we get that direction primarily from God's Word. As he said, lead me in thy truth. But I think David has shown us, first of all, some things we need to be doing first if we want that direction. And it starts in verse 1 with lifting. Notice he says, Unto thee do I lift up my soul. Now we need to be putting God first. We need to be magnifying God in our lives if we want His direction in our lives. He needs to be number one. Doesn't the Bible say, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? And many other passages like that. But we need to be lifting up the Lord, praising Him, magnifying Him. Though if you would to Psalm 69 and verse 30. And again, another one of David's beautiful psalms. But notice Psalm 69 verse 30. David said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. I will magnify Him, he said. Now look at Psalm 95, if you would, in verse 6. Psalm 95, verse 6. The Bible says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. If our desire is direction, it really needs to start with praise, with lifting up the Lord. And that is how David started out. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. You know, the writer of Hebrews told us in Hebrews 13 that God wants the sacrifice of praise to God continually. In Hebrews 13, 15. Continually. We're to be continually offering the sacrifice of praise. You know, we talk about sacrifices for the Lord. One of the sacrifices that's very acceptable to God is the sacrifice of praise. And so if it's our desire to have direction from God, we need to start with praise, adoration, worship, magnification, putting God first in our lives. The Bible says, Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of our heart. It starts with putting Him first. And then he goes on to say, verse 2, O my God, I trust in thee. And so, If our desire is direction, it not only needs to have praise, but we also need to have trust. You know, if we really are wanting God to lead us, then we really need to be trusting only God for our lives. not only our direction, but every aspect of our lives. We need to be trusting Him. It's fascinating how we start off our Christian lives with trust. That's how we get saved. We trust the Lord as our Savior. But then as time goes on, often we revert back into trusting our own ways and trusting our own selves to get things done and to provide our needs and to give us direction. That's just foolish. And our Bible says, have no confidence in the flesh. We can't trust ourselves. We need to trust only Him. Go, if you would, to Psalm 37, verse 5. Notice the Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Trust in Him. Look at Psalm 125, if you would. Psalm 125, verse 1. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. They that trust in the Lord. And then look at Proverbs 3, a verse that most of us already know. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. If our desire is for God to lead us and give us direction, it needs to start with lifting Him up and trusting only Him. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17, 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose help the Lord is. Blessed is the man that, whose trust is in the Lord. Our praise and our trust needs to be God and God alone. If it's our desire to be led of God. You know, if you go back to our passage in Psalm 25, as we're trusting the Lord, does that mean everything's going to be all rosy? Wouldn't it be nice if it did? The more we trust the Lord, the more the devil's going to fight us. The more we trust the Lord, the more trials we're going to have, so that the Lord can grow us and refine us and make us more what we need to be. You know, you would think it'd be the other way around, that the more we trusted the Lord, the easier things would be, but that's not how it works. And so David says, I want to trust you here in verse 2, but then he goes on to say, let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. You mean David had enemies? A man after God's own heart? The apple of God's eye? The one to whom God gave that amazing promise that the king would sit on his throne forever, he had enemies? He sure did. He had a lot of enemies. And you know what he said in Psalm 118:8, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. David wrote that. There's a lot of men that hate me, he said. There's a lot of men that want to kill me. And I'm trusting the Lord, and yet I'm having trials, and I have enemies, and I have problems. And as he said, let me not be ashamed. But the Bible tells us in Romans 8:37, and we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We wouldn't have to be conquerors if there weren't things to conquer. But there will be, and there are. There's going to be trials. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be attacks. And the more that we trust the Lord, the more there will be. But if it's our desire to be led by the Lord, it needs to start with praise and trust. And then notice verse 3 of our passage. This is the one we all hate. Waiting. I'm not very good at this one, and maybe you aren't either. And yet the Bible says it over and over and over again, doesn't it? Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. He says in verse 5, at the end of the verse, on thee do I wait all the day. You mean if we want God to take control of our lives and give us direction that we might have to wait? Now that's what the Bible says. Look at Psalm 27, verse 14. Many of you already know this verse by heart. But Psalm 27:14, what's it say? Wait in the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. And then just to drive the point home, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. But didn't Isaiah promise they that wait on the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles? In Isaiah 40:31. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But what's our part of, what's our part in those great promises? The waiting part. We're always right on schedule. His schedule. And it doesn't always line up with ours. But I believe that that's part of true faith, is learning to wait and expecting God to answer in His timing. So David gave us some beautiful truths there of what our part is. If we want to be led of the Lord, we need to be lifting Him up and putting Him first. We need to be trusting only Him, and we need to be waiting on Him. And He goes on to tell us, what can happen is if we'll do those things, notice He says in verse 4, show me thy ways. Show me thy ways. It's okay to ask God. Lord, show me thy ways. I don't want my ways. Show me thy ways. Look, if you would, at Jeremiah chapter 10. It's a verse I mentioned a few minutes ago, but it's one of my favorite verses because it shows that we cannot trust ourselves. We are so good at self-deception, so good at thinking we're better than we really are. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Notice Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. What a great truth. It is not in man that walketh to direct. In other words, we don't even have the capacity. It's just not. It doesn't even exist. The way is not even in there, he says. And doesn't the Bible tell us over and over again, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death? And so, our desire should be, Lord, show me thy ways, which are often going to be different than our ways. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Right? Proverbs 3:6. So, if we're willing to lift him up, if we're willing to trust him, if we're willing to wait for him and his direction, his leadership, then we can come like David and say, Lord, first of all, please show me thy ways. Look at Psalm 27:11, if you would. Psalm 27:11. Where he says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. So firstly, we need to say, Lord, show me thy ways. But then notice in verse 4 of our passage, Psalm 25, teach me thy paths. Thy paths. Look at Psalm 119, if you would, please. Psalm 119 has a lot to say about our paths. Psalm 119 happens to be a chapter about God's Word. And it's the longest chapter in the Bible. Notice verse 35. Psalm 119, verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Look at verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Show me thy ways and teach me thy paths. It's okay to ask God those things every day. If we're willing to trust Him and wait on Him and lift Him, then we can come like David and say, Lord, show me. Show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. And then, of course, he tells us here in Psalm 25:5 where all that's found. Verse 5, lead me in thy truth. You know, in Old Testament days, God would often speak to people audibly, the prophets and others. God doesn't do that anymore. He speaks to us through His Word. And it's okay to say, lead me in Thy truth. Look at Psalm 5, if you would, verse 8. Psalm 5 and verse 8. The Bible says, lead me, O Lord, in Thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Look at this next passage. Make Thy way straight before my face. What a thing to say to God. Make Thy way straight before my face. Make it clear what You want me to do. Give me that direction. Where's it going to come from? Thy truth. Lead me in Thy truth. Look at Psalm 119, verse 18. A lot of you know this verse as well. It's a great, great verse to pray every time you open God's Word, by the way. Psalm 119, 18. Just before you open God's Word every morning, pray this prayer. Open Thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. Open Thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things. And so David said, Lord, I'm willing to lift You up. I'm willing to trust You. I'm willing to wait on You. And I beg You to show me Thy ways, teach me Thy paths, and lead me in Thy truth. John 16, Jesus talks about the Holy Ghost. And He says in verse 13, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. How does the Holy Ghost do that? Through His Word. He will guide you into all truth. The Holy Ghost will. And of course, David finishes by saying, Thou art the God of my salvation. All these promises are only true if you're born again. An unsaved person can't claim these truths. An unsaved person can't say, Lord, show me how I'm supposed to go. Give me direction. Their only direction is they need to be born again. But once we are God's children, once He is the God of our salvation, we can come to God every day. As He says here in verse 5, on Thee do I wait all the day. We can come to God every day, lift Him up, trust Him, and worship Him, and wait on Him and say, Lord, I need Your direction. I need You to show me Your ways, not my ways. I need You to show me Your paths, not my paths. And I need You to lead me into Your truth, not my truth. Imagine what could happen if we did that every day. Lead me in Thy truth. Imagine what God could do with us. If we asked Him every day and meant it and waited and heard from Him and then went down His path and went down His ways and did His truth, I believe God would use us mightily if we came to Him with that attitude. We are so blessed to have His Word. Amen? Think about it. Old Testament saints, many of them didn't have the Word of God until it was written, and then after that, they only had the Old Testament. Look what we have. We have the words of God in our hands. Anytime we can open it and hear from God, this Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It has so much power to work in our lives, but not if we don't open it. And then ask God, lead me in Thy truth. This is the truth of God. We're blessed to have it. Let's use it. Let's ask for help and direction from it, and I believe He'll give it. But it starts with our heart attitude. We've got to be willing to lift Him. We've got to be willing to trust Him. We've got to be willing to wait on Him. And I believe then we're in a place where we can say, Lord, show me Thy paths, show me Thy ways, lead me in Thy truth. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You so much.